Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
I'm Nikia. Very nice to meet you.
Nikia, nice to meet you. Jonathan.
Jonathan. All right, so tell me and my viewers a little bit about your product.
So we are co-parenter. We're a co-parenting management and mediation platform for separating and divorced parents.
Okay.
Helps them manage and organize their co-parenting responsibilities, helps them communicate better, document all of their activity and the communication, but we actually connect them with a live, on-demand mediator who can help them resolve their disputes, document an agreement, synchronize that agreement to both parties, which they can then share with, you know, their family or their attorney or whoever, if they have one. Most people don't have one. Most people don't have a lawyer, and then they can actually agree to it and file it with the court. So it saves them time, saves them money, keeps them out of court, reduces acrimony and tension and stress, and it helps kids thrive.
Wow!
Boom!
That's where did this idea even come from?
So I spent 20 years in the TV and advertising business. A 20-year veteran running small and medium-sized companies around the world in the entertainment and media space. Spent a couple years at Shazam as executive vice president of Shazam. But about 6 years ago, I started going through what ended up being a pretty brutal litigated divorce.
Oh, wow.
And I got a front-row seat to see just how bad the system can be for people going through it. And as bad as it was for us going through this very acrimonial system, it was devastating for our kids, who for 3.5 years got to see their parents be, you know, literally pitted against each other in a system that was designed to be acrimonious. You know, they suffered, and we all did. We all came through that process in it, battered, and you know, we lost a lot. And the insane thing was that, you know, we had the resources to navigate the system, and we still failed miserably. 85% of people who go into the court, go through separation and divorce, are not represented by a lawyer. They're not, they're really put through a very, very brutal system that was specifically designed to be navigated by lawyers. But the vast majority of things that people fight about, but 80% of what people fight about and do end up in court over, are non-legal co-parenting issues. So there's absolutely no reason why those things need to be in court. But today, there is no mechanism for resolving those disputes outside of court that isn't insanely expensive or very, very hard to access, especially if you're not living in a city like, you know, Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think that's crazy? Try going through the family law system. My partner in the company, I went with two partners. One is a tech, you know, he's just an amazing guy. Tech innovator, serial entrepreneur, and our other partner is Judge Cheryl Ellsworth, who was for 9 of her 20 years as the presiding judge of Riverside County. She spent on the family law bench. So there are very few people who know the system as well as she does.
Right.
She's actually passed laws, very well known child advocate and judicial officer, we're really liking the idea of, you know, doing real well by doing good.
That's great. It looks like you got like the perfect team to make something like this in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, walk me through how the system, this app would work.
Sure.
So, I get a divorce,
mm-hmm.
or I'm in the process of getting a divorce.
Well, so when people go through divorce, now one thing that I want to make clear is we're not a divorce app.
Right.
We help parents. Divorce is a very legal construct. It's
right.
A very legal process. It's legal to get married. It's a legal
right.
process to get unmarried. What isn't legal is the co-parenting relationship, and
right.
that lasts far longer than divorce. It is far more impactful on the family,
right.
the decisions that have to be made, you know, both for the family and for the kids. Co-parenter was is designed to be an intervention that can be used in an early stage, a middle stage, and a late stage. So we define early stage intervention as when you're contemplating getting separated or divorced, or not being with the person you've had a kid with, which is, by the way, a little more than 40% of all children born in America are born to parents who are not married. And we don't have a position on that. We think, you know, being a kid is awesome and having kids is great. You know, if you're going to be married, if you're not, neither our business nor our concern. What is our concern is making sure that parents are equipped with the tools and the guidance and support to have to take a more child-centric approach to their co-parenting relationship. Right? So early intervention is that moment of contemplation all the way up to and including filing for your first motion, whether it's to get divorced or filing for custody, whatever the issue is.
Right.
Middle stage intervention is that moment until you are just about to walk into a courtroom. And that's kind of where things often fall off the rails. This is where you know, decisions have to be made, but it's hard to make them. Communication has to be clear and consistent. And regular and kind, and it rarely is. This is where things fall off the rails, and people end up getting into what we call the late stage intervention, where they get so entrenched in their positions, it's impossible to move them off, even if they're arguing about a haircut, as something as mundane as giving the kid a haircut. So the late stage intervention is when you're in court. And if you are in court, there's a very, very high likelihood you're going back. So our tool is designed to intervene in each of those sections. And I can tell you how people get onto the app. They're either getting on the app because they found it in the App Store, or found one of our pieces of content, or what have you. They found it through that channel. They can get on the app through the courts. So we have judges across the country today who are ordering people to use the platform. And that number is increasing every day. And the reason that is because 85% of our users self-report that they no longer use the courts to resolve their disputes. As you can imagine, it clogs up the courts, it makes things crazy,
right.
Families go bananas, it pits parents against each other, which always has a negative impact on the kids, etc. So it's kind of a win-win-win for the courts,
right.
Where they're ordering the tool and people aren't returning because they're able to do this on their own, which is what everybody wants, and frankly, fiscally, everyone needs. Then the third way that people can get on the app is through their own private practitioner. It's a lawyer, a mediator, or a mental health practitioner, a therapist, you know, what have you. And they can use the tool to put their clients on as well. So those are our three channels, and it's going pretty well.
Okay. If you want to give us a quick breakdown of how the app actually works,
sure,
that would be great.
Sure. So once a parent is onboarded onto the platform, they can be onboarded at the same time. By a judge or by a clerk or by a mediator or what have you, or they can get logged, they can get registered one at a time, and then that parent, it's incumbent upon that parent to invite their co-parent.
Right, so they're both on the same.
Exactly. On the same account, they can share messaging and all the rest. By the way, we're releasing this week something called Solo Mode, which allows a parent to use the app and get value out of it, whether or not their co-parent is on it. So oftentimes you'll have parents that can't agree on anything. You know, I'm Android, I'm iOS. And one parent just refuses to use the app. It happens. So we've designed a feature where I can use it on solo mode. So I can be sending you messages, and when you respond, it gets pulled into my app.
Okay.
For you, your messages are disorganized. They are wherever they are, wherever you want to keep them. If we end up in court, it's going to be real important for me to be organized.
Right.
And as a user of the app, everything is time and date stamped and locked. And with an authenticated record of when those messages were sent and received, which is critical when you're trying to disprove, he said, she said, etc.
Right.
So once the parents are on the app, they can start using it together. They can start communicating using the messaging feature to, you know, document all their communication.
Right.
That in and of itself reduces the conflict because they know that a judge or a third party can have access to their communication.
Right.
So if you're sending mean messages or swear words, will obviously, limit your ability to do that, or at least give you the nudge to let you know that maybe this isn't the appropriate way to communicate with your co-parent.
Right.
You can use it for things like check-in, like a check-in feature where it's, one of the most common things that people argue about in court. It's crazy, but every day in every court in America, one of the 25 to 40 cases that a judge is going to hear is going to be about one parent being perpetually late for pickup and drop-off. It's insane that they have the time and energy and resources to fight about this in court, but there you have it. So we built a feature that is a check-in. What the judge will do, by the way, in those cases, after you've been back to court three or four times, the judge does what's called a French fry order. And they order you to go in, do the exchange at a McDonald's or a Starbucks, make you buy a coffee or a French fry order, and keep the receipt for the next time you're in court. right?
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, when we go around the country talking about this product and, you know, we're talking to people, we're talking to civilians, they're like, get out of here. Nobody fight. That's insane. It's ridiculous. We go to judges. We just came from the courthouse here in New Orleans, the Louisiana Superior Court, and they're just like bobbing their heads. It's just absolutely every single judge knows the French brand. It's hysterical.
That's insane.
Yeah. So what we do is we check in. You show up to where you have to be. You check in. Co-parent gets a notification saying, here's the pin drop of time and date of where I'm here to pick up the kids. And if it gets back to court, and our whole tool is designed to keep you from going to court unnecessarily, but if it does, there's an accurate digital record of every time the kids are exchanged. You check in, I check in, as long as we got there at the same time that we agreed to, there should be no problem. If you're an hour and a half late, and I've decided, you know what, I can't wait any longer, I'm going to leave, and I'm taking the kids with me, and you've lost your opportunity to have your visit, you know, that will often end up in a brutal fight. And what we're doing is eliminating that need for that argument. So those are the kinds of things. We also you know, help parents synchronize information about their kids, mandatory information that every day in court people are fighting. I don't even know where my kid goes to school, or I don't know the teacher's name, or I don't have the insurance card, etc. And we just synchronize that information, so we remove the power struggles, right? Yeah. But the real magic of the platform is we connect parents with an on-demand live mediator who can help them resolve disputes so that they don't have to fight about it. They can understand, you know, we both want Christmas, for example. Okay, well, we have a couple of choices. One is we can just fight about it. We can go to the court, wait 12, 20, 24 weeks to see either a mediator or a judge who's going to make a decision. And by the way, what they are going to say 99 times out of 100 is, if you both want Christmas, you can both have Christmas on alternate years. That's the solution that virtually every judge comes up with, you know, across the country. And most of the co-parenting issues have a solution that's that simple. But most people don't know how to get the appropriate resources to help them figure this out, so they end up in court.
Right.
That's what happens. And so what our on-demand mediators do is help the parents understand the nature of their concern, help them put it into context, help them come up with ideas and, you know, ways to resolve it. And if they really can't, you know, Judge Ellsworth, as an example, who's my partner and one of our mediators, basically says, here's how this is going to end. if you really must know. It really almost never gets to that, because parents really do want to put their kids first.
Right.
They really want to love their kids more than they hate their ex.
Right. Yeah.
It's just hard sometimes, and our tool helps with that.
That's amazing. And this is something available now?
It is. It's available in the App Store. It's being ordered by judges across the country. We just did a big deal with one of the big Canadian provinces. There are some jurisdictions that are really trying to lead in the world. And, you know, what we know for sure, there's a couple things we know for sure. There's a lot we don't know, but we, you know, we're human beings, we kind of get a general sense.
Right.
What we know for sure is when parents come to agreements about their kids early in the process, when they have clarity about what their expectations are, it has a profound impact on the quality and longevity of that co-parenting relationship. And we know that when parents get along, children thrive. When parents don't get along, they suffer. It's really, really simple. There's a million research studies that say that. It's not divorce that hurts kids. It's how parents co-parent through divorce that destroys them. And our tool is meant to address that very specific pain point.
That's amazing.
Cool, thanks. We think so too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Where can my viewers find out more information?
Coparenter.com. We're at coparenter.com. We've got a, you know, pretty robust Facebook following. We're running around. We're here with the hopes of connecting with investors. We've raised a bunch so far through friends and family, and we're looking to really take this to scale. The product is pretty much built. I mean, it's built, it's in the market, we're always tweaking and always making it better. We are readying version 2, and we're ready to activate these three very specific channels that we have a very solid understanding and a high degree of confidence that each of these three, the strategies for each of these three channels will deliver, you know, pretty significant registration.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
This has been awesome.
Thank you so much.
Favorite interview so far.
You heard it there first.
I did. Right here first is where you heard it. Very cool. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.